Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, April 15th, and we have nothing to say.
No?
I have nothing to say.
At all?
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Well, I'm not prepared because I was running late here preparing for the show, so I'm not exactly sure, but we'll carry it somehow.
Great.
Like we always do.
Yes.
And we're going to have a guest in a few minutes calling in. Very interesting guest, huh? Did you have a chance to take a look?
Always.
Yes, you did. So did I at the last minute. It's funny, sometimes I book people and I don't check until the last minute who they are and what they do. But, I mean, I just don't remember, you know, because when I book them, it's like it doesn't take a lot. If it sounds interesting to me, okay, let's book you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to get too much into the detail and everything.
Yeah.
It sounds good, sounds like it's appropriate for the show. Bring him in. Why not? So tomorrow we're going to have your friend Lauren in the studio.
Yep.
She's going to be back for the third time, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Third time.
She's always fun. And we can hear about you guys' progress with two drunk girls and
yep.
all the rest of the stuff. And, yeah. So we'll see. I'm thinking of getting away. Actually, before you leave. You leave when? May what?
May 7.
May 7?
Through 12.
Okay. I might want to leave before that. I don't know, for a couple of days. Just, you know, over the weekend or something. Go visit some friends.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it's an option of either going to visit friends or going somewhere else, but possibly going alone, which I don't want to do.
Yeah.
So there's a call coming in. It could be our guest. So let's just go ahead and take that. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Frank Olivier.
Yes, Frank. Good morning. Welcome to the show, Frank.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, good. You're a little early, but I thought I'd pick it up anyway.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
I saw two different times on the times to call, and one was closer to 10. So
Oh, no, I asked him for 10:15 usually, but that's fine. You know, I didn't want to keep you having to wait on the line for 15 minutes, so we'll go ahead. Frank, where are you calling us from this morning?
Calling you from Venice, a friend's place.
Oh, I see. Here in LA, are you visiting?
Yep. I'm in LA for the show in Santa Monica, Frank Olivier's Twisted Cabaret,
yes,
Pandemonium Vaudeville show.
And we'll talk about that in just a second. So, where are you visiting from?
I'm in from Oakland, California.
Oh, I see. That's where you live.
I live in Oakland. Yep.
I see. And so you have a show called Frank Olivier's Twisted Cabaret Comedy Variety Show.
That's it.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what the show is about. What can we expect?
Oh, it's playing in Santa Monica this weekend and next weekend. And it's a wild, fun variety show with 20 different acts. And unfortunately, a terrible thing has come about, and the bus has broken down, and I'm left to do all the acts myself. Me and my hunchback assistant, who I...
That's cool. So, now you're a magician, right?
Magician, juggler, knife thrower, fire eater, sword swallower. The list goes on.
So you do all these things, and you do all the characters as well. Wow,
exactly.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How long is the show?
It's about a 2 hour, almost including intermission, 2 hours.
Wow. 2 hours.
Evening. Great fun.
Yeah, one-man show. I mean, that's a lot of work, huh?
And it's sort of a twisted show. It's offbeat humor and been very, very successful. It's a date night show. What surprised me to a huge extent was the people buying tickets. I thought they'd all be guys.
Yeah.
Over two-thirds women are buying the tickets, and they're doing it for date nights, for something fun to do with their guys.
That yeah. is a fun date night.
Yeah, there you go, you know.
Go out and laugh. There's nothing more fun than
laughter. And you're obviously an attraction to women, so that must make you feel good as well.
Oh, definitely. Hugely attractive to women. I can't help it. I don't know.
Yeah, you have that animal magnetism, huh?
I don't know. I think it's something about the magic and the juggling and the skill with the fingers. I don't know what it is.
Wow. So this is cool. So, I mean, so you do a lot of different things. Did it all start from magic, from comedy? How did it all come about?
I first started actually juggling at 11, and then at 12, my dad brought a friend of his who'd been a professional magician over to train my brother and I, give us a few lessons, and that started me in that. Uh-huh. And mime followed. It was, it was years ago. It was Shields and Yarnell. Robert Shields was out at Union Square in San Francisco. I was going out and watching him and getting inspired by that. And then fire eating, probably waited till I was 15 before I started learning fire eating.
Wow.
I had to sneak off and learn this crap.
Obviously a born performer, huh?
I'm a variety guy.
Yeah.
And at age probably 15 or 16, I saw A. Whitney Brown from Saturday Night Live, who was on for years doing the big picture on the news and stuff like that. And he was a writer for Saturday Night Live for many years. But years before that, he was a street juggler. And I went out and I saw this man performing these skills that I had on the streets and being really funny with it and making enough money to live on. And my whole life shifted and I went in. That became my focus. That was that. I want that.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty unusual, but, you know, I mean, thank goodness for people like you that can entertain us with these things, you know, because, I mean, I would never go near a knife, and you do knife throwing and everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, it's good fun.
Yeah.
Good fun if you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Even pretty much fun if you don't.
Right.
I specialize in making the whole show look like everything's falling apart and everything's right on the edge of not working.
Right.
And,
And you say you do like demented characters and stuff. So, I mean, you sound pretty wild. I can imagine you would run with it, you know.
We have a lot of fun with the characters in the show. And the...
Yeah. So this is going to be the Magicopolis. We had the magician that built this. Do you remember his name? You know it, right?
Don't remember his name, but I know him.
The owner.
Right.
The owner of the place, Frank.
Oh, Steve. I should know this. My partner booked the room, and I've hung out with him a number of times. Yes, Magicopolis. There is a regular magic show that goes on, including this weekend on matinees. But our show is running Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. At 7:30 p.m., so we're doing the evening shows.
Okay. Yeah, he was here in the studio and stuff, and I thought Magicopolis, if you're there, you're probably very good at it. So do you like tour around the country, or do you stay within California? How does it
work? Oh, no, we've done this show over all the way to England for 8 different years. We've been over, brought back again and again for the Glastonbury Festival in England. In fact, they want us back this year, but I think I'm going to have to not do it. Yeah. We'll be doing the Edinburgh Festival also over in Scotland. We played Vegas, played up in Seattle, Washington, third year there this year, and in Portland. This year we're doing a whole West Coast tour. We did Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, and now down here to L.A. for closing it out.
Very cool. So now, do you have an assistant? I would imagine you do, right, for the magic and things like that?
I've got a few people who are traveling with me right now. Paul Nathan, who plays... He starts out as my producer, and then I turn him into a hunchback assistant to replace the missing hunchback MC for the show.
Yeah.
And then I've got a stagehand and a front of house manager, two separate people who also travel with us. One tech guy, and yeah, the whole thing comes together. It's a bit of work, plus a live band. We got a 3-piece band on stage. They don't travel with us. We picked up a band here, but man, they're rocking it. It's fun.
Very cool.
Just had our first rehearsal last night, and they're kicking butt. It's great.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, I'd love to go. And for those of you wanting
to
get to
the show, I know somebody who could probably get you in.
Yeah, there you go. The show is Twisted Cabaret Comedy Variety Show, and
yes.
You guys can check can catch Frank actually tomorrow, Friday. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead and say that again.
Tomorrow, no, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. This weekend and next. So tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. at Magicopolis on 4th Street. It's just off the 3rd Street Promenade. You get tickets at twistedcabaret.com. And I'll tell you what, I'll set up, right when we get off the phone, I'll set up a discount code for your listeners. If they want 50% off tickets, they can type in the word radio, and we will... In the discount code and get 50% off of tickets.
Wow, sounds good. And if you guys want to check out more, go to twistedcabaret.com. You can get tickets through there as well, I can see.
Well, twistedcabaret.com, you do get your tickets. And if you type in the discount code radio when you're there, you will get 50% off your tickets, is what I'm saying. Yes.
Okay, sounds good. And, I'm looking here. And, got some great reviews, huh? So it's really cool.
Oh, yeah, we've been doing really, really well with the reviews.
Very
Among
cool.
my favorites are the San Francisco Examiner, who said Frank Olivier is one-man reincarnation of vaudeville with a decided edge. It's a delightfully wild ride.
Wow.
Another one of my favorites is San Jose Mercury News, who said... She did not like the show. She was a little too proper, and some of the more outrageous stuff pushed her buttons.
Really?
She says, if demented vaudeville is a religion, then this man must be a high priest. New York Times has called me wickedly funny. Yeah, we've got great press from the show.
Very cool, yeah. Very cool. Do you have a book in you? Do you think you're going to write a book one day?
Oh, there's a couple of people who've been asking me, including my wife, with all the different stories of all the different showbiz people I've been with. And
I can imagine you've had a pretty colorful life with all the stuff that you do.
Yeah, it was Johnny Carson, and got to play with him physically, leaning on his head and waving torches by his head. Oh, it was great fun. Yeah.
Yeah, that was
similar to the routine
ago.
You might have seen me doing on America's Got Talent with Howie Mandel.
Yeah. You were on the show?
Oh, a couple seasons ago. They opened up the entire thing with my spot.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah, very nice. So, and Frank, how long have you been doing this now?
The Twisted Cabaret Show?
Yeah.
About 13 years, because my son was born the year we first put it up. He was born during the run in San Francisco. We did a four-month run in San Francisco, and right in the middle of that, my son was born.
Oh, nice. Nice. Very
We took
cool.
off 2 weeks and filled in with a replacement show of all the San Francisco variety artists came and did the real show, like what we're pretending to do.
Yeah. Very cool. All right. Well, Frank Olivier, everybody go catch the show Twisted Cabaret at the Magicopolis in Santa Monica.
Yeah, nothing I like better than people telling me. I guess I'm a little bit sadistic, but when people come out, they're telling me they're in pain because of laughing too hard. That's my favorite thing.
Yeah, there you go. Then you've done
my
your job.
My cheeks hurt. My sides hurt. I couldn't control myself. I wet myself. That's like heaven to a comedian.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Well, congratulations to you. You know, I mean, you seem to have found your niche, and you do a lot of different things, and it's and you should be successful. You know, I mean. It's amazing some of the things you do. I know many people would not even attempt to do these things, including
nor
myself.
Should they without proper training.
Yeah, there
really
you go.
Serious damage.
Right. Now, so I just I know with magic usually people have a mentor, right? Did you have one?
I've actually got a mentor that's come up in the last 10 years, a man named Mark Collier up in Santa Barbara, phenomenal magician. And I've had different traded tricks with people over the years a lot. I've mentored a whole bunch of folks because I've got some unique stuff that I've come up with and a lot of people who want to learn it. But having Mark there to help push me to learn new stuff and to show me new techniques, oh, man, that's moved my card magic. We got some fun card magic in the show. Cards end up, two ladies naming random cards end up each... Those cards end up glued onto my nipples when I lift up, open up my shirt. And then the spank trick at the end where somebody spanks me with the entire deck of cards. And then I pull down my pants and my underwear to one side. And there's one card glued to my butt. It's their signed card.
Oh, wow.
Good,
that
goofy,
is,
fun stuff.
Yeah,
and when I can get the lady to pull that card off my butt with her teeth, that is another moment of heaven for a comedian.
Yeah, you are demented, Frank, definitely.
Oh, well, it's a fun show.
I'm saying it in a good way.
It's an offbeat show, and if you've never seen anyone on a tall unicycle playing electric guitar while juggling torches and with the guitar lighting on fire, and Shooting Flame. Yeah, it's all there.
Sounds good. Well, Frank, we hope to see you there. Well, if we make it, I'll come by and say hi to you after the show.
That'd be fantastic.
All right.
I'd be delighted to.
Everybody, go ahead, check out the show, Twisted Cabaret, Frank Olivier, this weekend, starting tomorrow.
Juggling magic, knife throwing, fire eating, sword swallowing, still walking. Yeah.
There you go. Can't go wrong with that one. Frank, thank you
fantastic.
So much for calling in, and good. All the best to you.
And you too.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sounds like a lot of fun, huh?
Yeah, definitely a different
guy.
Kind of show.
Yeah. I know, and that's why I think it's interesting, because you know you don't want to just a regular magic show, you know. And it was funny also, we were talking about the Magic Castle, and I was reading about them in the business section, and it was interesting how they're still like jockeying for position there and everything. The family, I don't know, there's something going on with the business, but they make a lot of money. You know, we were talking about how much it costs you. Man, they make millions of dollars there.
Yeah, that's an expensive experience.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah. I know. Well, maybe the Magicopolis is not as expensive, and we can check it out. That way, you know, I mean, I figured if we go down, we can catch both Steve and Frank there probably, because he said Steve does the matinee show.
Yeah.
And he does that. Yeah, maybe I'll do that. I mean, it sounds like fun. Yeah, everybody go get the tickets at twistedcabaret.com and put in the code radio, I guess. Get 50% off. That would be about $17 a ticket. That's not bad.
No, that's a steal. That's like almost going to the movies.
Right. Yeah. Very cool.
Speaking of the movies, I went to a screening of the movie Unfriended last night.
Unfriended?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that like a social network type of thing?
It's a scary movie about, based on the idea that about bullying. Like a girl was, let's say, bullied, she killed herself, and then she comes back to like haunt the people that were like bullying her.
Uh-huh.
And so you watch her like haunt them through Skype, because they're all Skyping each other, uh-huh. all the friends. It's like five of them. And as the movie goes on, you see what she does to each of them and like how it all works out. It was terrifying.
Really?
So I don't happen to like scary movies,
yeah.
but Lauren does. And our manager like put us on the list for this movie. So we were like, okay, fun. Let's go see it. I was covering my eyes for at least half the movie.
Really?
Yeah, I was so scared.
Wow.
But I think it was really well done for the movie. Mm. Like, it's a Jason Blum movie, so he did Paranormal Activity and things like that.
Oh.
It's very similar to that,
really?
If you like that kind of stuff.
Sort of like realistic type of thing?
Yeah, it's like, what's that called? The kind of like camera work.
Where yeah, I know what you mean.
Looks like it's like home
like
video.
Amateurish, right.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just so well done and like well acted and interesting concept based on today's day and age and like more like realistic.
Right.
Which is so creepy. But yeah, I think it's, if you like scary movies, you should definitely go out and see it.
Yeah. Wow, sounds interesting.
But the best part was that it was at the IPIC Theater in Wilshire, on Wilshire in Westwood.
Uh-huh.
And that theater is like a new theater, and they have reclining leather seats. You feel like you're in first class at the movie, on a plane.
Right, yeah. They started making movie theaters like that.
Yeah.
I went to one, too.
And you can order food. And so because it was a screening
Oh, really?
Put on by the studio,
uh-huh.
we each got like a free drink ticket and we each got a free appetizer, and they gave us all shirts and blankets and pillows on our chairs.
Really?
And yeah, it was like really a fun experience,
wow.
other than the movie scaring the crap out of me. Lauren and I filmed our experience on Periscope, if you want to see what we did at Two Drunk Girls on Periscope.
So. Like during the movie you did?
No, before it started.
Oh, okay.
But we filmed like what we got. They gave us like a game, a card game called Never Have I Ever. They play it in the movie, so... the card game is a lot like Cards Against Humanity. Mm-hmm. So for those that like that game, it's like a really fun game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I started watching Amistad. Did you ever see that?
No.
The Steven Spielberg movie about slaves and...
Oh. It came out a long time ago, right?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. I saw that when it came out.
Yeah, I didn't. So I'm watching it now. It's a pretty powerful movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I mean, when you see how they treated the slaves like they were animals, you know, in chains and
well, did you see 12 Years a Slave?
No, I never saw that one.
Yeah.
That one's good.
Oh, yeah. It's an Academy Award
winner. Yeah, right.
But it's in the same vein. I think Amistad was just before its time. You know, it was, I don't know that it was recognized by the Academy, maybe.
I think it was.
Did Jaime Hansu win for that, I think?
I think so. But, I mean, it's a Steven Spielberg movie. I'm sure it was recognized somehow.
Well,
I mean, I recall something.
It was a very powerful movie.
Yeah, well made. And people should definitely catch that if you haven't seen it, you know, and maybe can understand some of the tensions that we have now. But, you know, it's also like so long ago, we should move forward.
It's
part of history, yes, but you can't carry a chip on your shoulder for.
No, and the people that did that then. Well, the thing, though, is that people teach their kids hate as well. So it does live on, unfortunately.
Right.
So until that is like, you know, eradicated, I guess, like almost like a disease, then people are still going to think about things in the way they think about them. I mean, there are still some Jews that won't drive a Mercedes because the Mercedes vehicles were used during the Holocaust.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm okay with it. I don't think that Mercedes today is the Mercedes of yesteryear.
Right. Yeah. And it's not the same people, you know. Right. Yeah. You got to move on. You can't like live in the past all your life. I mean, you need to learn from it. You need to remember it. But you also need to.
That'd be like, I mean, I don't know if people feel the same way about like Japanese made vehicles. Like, okay, well, we had Pearl Harbor, you know, like.
Right. But it's not hatred. You see, that's what I'm saying. I mean, Pearl Harbor, we fought them, but we didn't hate them, and we don't hate them. I mean, you know, we're like good friends with Japan now and with many other places, Germany too. You know, so it's just a question of, you know, what, like, you know, just because you're in war doesn't mean you hate each other. You know, it just, it's war. But yeah, with racism, there is definitely hatred there, you know, because also like, you know, with the Holocaust, with anti-Semitism, it's like it's attacking your race, not even your religion, which means there's nothing you can do. You can even change if you wanted to. So you get like a death sentence just by being.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, and I still don't really understand why it matters to anybody because we all like different colors anyway.
Yeah, but people live in fear, you know, and they're afraid other people will take over their lives or whatever. But, you know, and some fear is justified, there's no doubt. But at the same time, you know, if we just have wars all the time, what kind of life are we going to have? You know, so, yeah. But, yeah, I'm reading some interesting books. I mean, God, I must be reading about, Jen, I can't even tell you. I've never read so many books at once, maybe 8 or 9.
How do you have time for all that?
I don't. I just like read maybe a few pages of each, not all of them every day. You know, just grab something. But there's so much interesting stuff that I don't want to miss out.
Yeah.
You know. So, of course, it takes me a while to finish each book. But that's fine, you know. I mean, I'm not in a hurry to get anywhere.
Right.
But I'm reading fiction, nonfiction. My God, everything. You know, finishing some books that I never finished. And so. But that's the interesting thing is I love books. I love reading. I also write very well, but like I said, I don't think I can write a book. It's too much. It seems insurmountable to me. What about you? Do you like to write?
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a blog, though, right? We were talking about
that. I do. I just don't write in it anymore.
You don't write in it anymore?
But I used to.
Yeah?
I think that if I had more time to sit down and do it and keep up with it, because a lot about blogging is like, you know, keeping up with it.
Right. You got to be regular with it.
That I would go back to it. The thing is, I express myself in so many other ways, whether it's on the radio show or with Two Drunk Girls or whatever it is, that I don't feel the need to blog almost.
Right.
And I do think that the things that I think about and say would usually be more personal.
Right.
or call people out, and I don't want to alienate friends and things like that.
Yeah.
So when I used to blog, I would blog about a lot of specifics, but I would change names and things.
Yeah.
And I would pull a lot from my life.
Yeah.
I just don't know that right now it's the
platform
for me.
Yeah. I don't understand why people share their entire lives online.
Well, I mean, there's like fashion bloggers and things like that, and they're writing about fashion. So, you know, it's not as personal. I don't have a particular thing to write about other than myself. So when it comes to that, I just already talk about my life so frequently on every other platform that I don't find it necessary right now.
Yeah, like enough is enough, right?
Yeah, I mean, I had mentioned on the show that I'm like, you know, putting together a book, but that also will come out when it comes out.
Yeah. Do you have a plan? I mean, you make lists and plans. Do you know when it's going to happen?
Oh, yeah. Well, I told you, I voice note. I make notes of all the chapters. Like, whenever something comes to me, I like record myself talking about it so I can transcribe it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So as that unfolds and there's like an arc to the story, I think that's when I'll actually sit down and put pen to paper.
Yeah. But did you say it's a nonfiction book?
Yeah.
Okay. But there is a story.
Well, it's about me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But right. I there's like a mission. So
yeah.
When things happen, that's when it will come together.
I see. Is it like a biography? I mean,
a little bit, but it's also like a guide.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Wow. I'm curious now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll read it.
Great.
Yeah, I'll give you a review also.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's hard to get books noticed, you know, when you realize how many books there are, you know, on Amazon and everything. It's so hard to stand out.
Yeah.
And I wonder, you know, how books, like, make a breakthrough like that, you know, sometimes.
Well, I think that, A, marketing is a big deal. And B, it has to get in the right hands, or it has to be a topic that is either not written about, you know, all that often, or the title has to stand out.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, how else? Like, there's a million books out there.
Right. There are, you know. So, I mean, I agree with marketing and everything. And, you know, and yeah, I think how much money you can put behind it is what makes the difference.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes I wonder, you know, you go to the bookstore and stuff and some books are prominently displayed and you figure they're paying for that.
Yeah.
You know, so because so many other books are just hidden on the shelf and you can't even find them.
Yeah.
So I imagine they spend quite a bit of money. But the nice thing is that independent publishers, self-publishers are able to get books out there, you know, and not just digital, but printed as well.
Yeah.
So it's nice, you know, so you can somehow become like an E.L. James or something and come out with a breakthrough like 50 Shades.
Yeah.
You know, but people can't count on that. You know, you gotta work hard, man. Everything you do, there's just so many people in the world, so much competition, you know. I was reading there are about 400,000 new businesses started every year in the United States. Like almost half a million businesses. Is it a year or a month?
I don't know.
A year probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's a lot of businesses.
Yeah. It's a lot of businesses. And most of them fail.
Yeah.
They're saying about 80%.
Listen, I respect anybody that even tries.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think that life is so fragile and also important.
Yeah.
And that if you don't take a hold of your own life, why are you here?
Yeah.
You're just coasting.
Yeah. Yeah. And people have to understand it's not just building a business, but maintaining it.
Right.
That's the hard part. You know, paying the bills, you know, making sure you're afloat and all that. That's hard. So when people don't fail, It's actually pretty cool.
Right.
You know, but so many people try to do things. And I think many people fail because they start something that has to do with their passion, their existing career, whatever, their interests. And, You know, so that happens, but they don't know business, you know. So then they get into, they start a company or something, and then they just go downhill because they don't understand cash flow and they don't understand accounting. They don't know what's going on in their business.
Yeah.
You know, and you see that a lot with artists, you know, that they're very creative and stuff, but they don't know the first thing about business, and then it's hard.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. So I guess, what's his name? Aaron Hernandez was found guilty of murder.
Uh-huh.
And he gets life without parole. Wow. Can you imagine knowing that that's it? I'm never going to be a free man again. But
don't kill people.
Yeah. This is not like it was a mistake or something, you know. I mean, obviously, this was well planned, well thought out. And I just don't understand people going and destroying their lives like this. I mean, do you really think you're going to get away with it? Do people really think that? I don't know. Maybe they do it at the spur of the moment and they don't even understand. They don't think of the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
But that's scary stuff, you know? I mean, yeah, you don't just go and kill people. And maybe he just felt he's untouchable or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
He was in baseball, right?
I don't know what football team.
Football?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the Patriots. Okay, former Patriots player. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. That's pretty crazy. You got to hear about this plot by two TSA officers. Those are the people that check the security in the airports. And apparently the officers plotted to grope attractive men.
What?
Yeah, at the airport. I didn't get to read the whole book, but they had a female officer that would notify. So this is what they did, okay? There are two men, and they wanted to grope guys. So what they did is they put a woman. They included her on the plane, and what would happen is when a woman, I guess they tell the machine whether it's a man or a woman going through.
Yeah.
Because there's junk in the groin area.
Yeah.
So the machine can tell the difference. So if they tell it it's a woman and there's something going on down there, they're going to do a pat down.
Okay. Right? Yeah.
So what would happen is the machine would go off. When a man went through, that they would have to do a pat down on him, and I guess they planned on groping them.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. They actually did this. They're saying the officer used the palms of his hand to touch the passenger's front groin area and buttocks.
Ugh.
Wow. They got an anonymous tip, I guess, about this. And they launched an investigation. But, you know, this is people's biggest fears, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Like getting searched at the security point and all that. And then getting groped. I mean, by men. Come on. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to deal with that. I'd have to tell somebody and
resolve
that real quick.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I wonder if the people were aware of it, the people that were being felt or touched.
Probably, because that's how it got reported into the story.
No, it got reported by another employee.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
it blew the whistle.
Yeah, I'm sure that it was obvious then if somebody else saw it, or they probably heard about it.
Yeah, but I mean, if someone felt something was wrong, they'd probably report it as far as passengers.
I would assume so.
Yeah. Wow, people do crazy things, man. I'm telling you, I don't understand why they do these things.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
They're clearly not very bright, because if you read the news at any point, you see people getting caught for things every single day. So that is a possibility.
Right.
That should cross their mind whenever they're doing illegal stuff.
Yeah.
But nope, doesn't register. And nobody is invincible, especially if you're a regular Joe. If your job, I'm sorry, is working at the TSA or whatever it is, you are not a rocket scientist. You didn't build that plane. You just work near them. You're not even that close to them. You're by the security. So not to say that you're not smart, but that's your job.
Right.
So don't think you're going to get away with stuff that is bigger than you.
Yeah.
Especially when there are cameras. There are other people around. I mean, let's just leave it at don't think you're going to get away with it.
Yeah. That's the thing, you know. I mean, and people obviously, they still think they can. You know, and that's the thing. That's why people get into scandals and stuff, because they think they're untouchable.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. So, yeah, well, a lot of noise is being made about Hillary Clinton running. And people are trying to, of course, sabotage. You know, I tend to lean to the right as far as politics. Center to right, I would say. But I have no problem with a Democrat taking the presidency if it's someone that's pretty cool, you know, like with Bill Clinton. I liked him, you know. I thought he was a good president. And I don't mind, you know, like we said before, I'd like to see her elected. You know, I think she's put in her dues, and give her a chance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what else is going on? I guess
Cuba is off the terrorist list.
Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Wow. I guess thanks to our president. Okay, well, hopefully there'll be something good coming out of it. I don't know.
I think regardless of anything else, it should show human beings that people can change and that countries can change. So what they did 20 years ago, or whenever this started, it wasn't 20 years ago, it was 40 years ago, in like the 80s, when they were supporting Latin American terrorist groups, that this is a different time, different leadership, not that it's a different family, but, you know, we can have a different arrangement with that country.
Yeah. No, I mean, absolutely. But I guess you have a lot of problems with the Cuban Americans who are still very resentful of that country of theirs, you know, for abusing human rights and things like that, you know, and they feel that things have not changed. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But this president seems to be doing things on his own. He doesn't really care what other people think.
Yeah.
So, you know, just calling it as it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. What was I going to say? Damn. Sometimes I forget. But there was... Oh, you mentioned the Cuba thing, and I'm trying to think of what it was that I was going to say. But apparently I can't remember now. So, yeah. You know, Democratic presidents... it seems like we haven't had one in a while, you know, since Clinton. Or, well, now we have Obama, of course, but not one that I'm a fan of. But, you know. So, yeah, so I'm actually planning on, like I said, going to visit my friends. They live in Paradise, California.
Where's that?
Good question. It's 2 hours north of Sacramento. And so it's pretty north. In California. It's a very small town. Mm-hmm. And they have like a house in the woods and stuff, you know. It's like amazing. You see animals and stream and all kinds of things. So it's very relaxing. And they're twins. And we're very good friends. We're like brothers and stuff.
Nice.
Missed them. This actually started with the radio station. You know, I was working before the radio station. I was doing accounting for companies as a freelancer, and I met one of them there. He was working there. And so we met, and then I met his brother by phone, pretty much. So the funny thing is that was the only time he was ever here in L.A. is when I met him. All the rest of the time, they're never here. You know, they're not in L.A., So, yeah, so to see them, it sucks when you have friends, very good friends, and they're not near, you know.
Yeah.
So you have to go far to visit them. But like I said, I enjoy going there, you know. It's a little vacation.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very relaxing. They even have chickens there. So we feed the chickens. We watch them. It's very interesting to watch animals, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that, and we'll just see. I'll have to see when I can go. It's hard for me to get away because of work.
But when I go there, I work too. Isn't all your work like on the computer?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, but you know, you go on vacation, you don't really want to work. And no, not only that, but I run the video shows here at night.
On the weekends?
There's a couple starting on the weekend now too.
Ah.
But the weekend wouldn't be enough. I'd have to take Friday and Monday too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to just go for a couple of days. It's like a flight there and then a two-hour drive.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a commitment.
Yeah, it is, right?
Might as well go to Miami.
Yeah, right? I know. For what, $159 each way or something, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. That's worth it. That's
totally
worth it.
I mean, and I could have used miles, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Rather save them for a rainy day.
Yeah, exactly. Don't you lose them if you don't use them by a certain time?
No.
It happened to me. I mean, they told me I had to take like a flight in order to reactivate it or something, you know.
Oh, I don't know about that. But I have Virgin America, so I have a lot of miles on that.
Yeah.
And I have a Virgin credit card, so.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Very cool.
I just believe in that brand.
Yeah.
They can do no wrong.
Yeah. Well, it is a good brand, you know. I mean, I like his stuff. Richard Branson, I mean, I've read about him. I think he's a really cool guy, you know. I mean, and he started these companies by himself.
Yep.
You know, it's not like sometimes people have partners and all those kind of things. But he was, he started this, he had a vision, and that's what he created. And it's got great service.
Yep.
I just didn't realize they were flying domestically here. I thought it was only overseas.
You clearly have not flown in a while.
No. I have not.
Yeah, no. They're very big domestically.
Really?
Well, that's why it's called Virgin America.
Oh, Virgin America.
Yeah, then there's Virgin Atlantic.
Right.
And
wow, yeah. Where have I been?
I don't know.
Under a rock.
Do you know about JetBlue?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. Just thought I'd ask.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they fly to smaller airports, right? Like Southwest. JetBlue does.
They fly all over.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because it's a budget airline, right?
No.
No frills?
No.
No?
It's a really nice airline, like okay. Virgin America.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so much for that, right? Yeah, you can tell I haven't flown in a while.
No.
Yeah.
But if you do, I recommend JetBlue or Virgin America.
Okay. So JetBlue is good too, you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
They give you a lot for your money.
Really?
Yeah, like nicer seats than like American and like, you know, higher technology. Each seat has an outlet. You can order your food from the TV in front of you. You don't have to like do it through the airline flight attendant. It's just, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
They're like more updated. They're not so like archaic looking.
Yeah. That's true, yeah.
Virgin America is like a party when you go on it.
Really?
Yeah, there's like, not strobe lights, but there's like a neon pink light because that's like their thing. Their video for like in-flight information is like a cartoon or like a dance video. It's really fun.
Yeah. Wow. Southwest has fun with their flight attendants too. I remember they used to crack all kinds of jokes and stuff. I think now jokes are not that acceptable on an airplane.
No. I also don't want to hear someone talking.
Yeah.
Like the when they do that whole in-flight thing, or they used to like do that whole speech,
right?
I would get so annoyed. I'm like, "Are you done yet?"
Yeah.
Now the video's cute. It's quick. It's fun. It's over.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, but here it was something else. Like if they landed or something, they would say like, "Okay, we're here now. Let's everybody get out. Let's everybody get out," or things like that. You know, so just like tongue in cheek and stuff, but. It was funny. It makes you feel a little more relaxed since it's like a cattle car.
Yeah, I mean, that is no frills.
Yeah. I know. What else? Any good movies coming out that you know of?
No. I have no idea what's coming out.
Yeah. Except Unfriended.
Only because I was asked to see it. But I do recommend that theater. I'm not a big theater goer just because I don't like the experience of like a million strangers.
Right.
But this theater was amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Oh, so that was the one on Westwood and Wilshire, you said?
Yeah. So, I mean, I have no idea what the prices cost because there are varying degrees of, like, quality. So, like, the first section is called premium, yet it's, like, the section where your head's, like, directly looking up to the screen. And yeah. Then behind that is premium plus. So, like, those are the better seats because the view is better. And they're, like, reclining leather seats.
Oh, wow.
And service people come out to, like, take your order and stuff. So it's cool. You can order food and stuff from your seat.
Yeah.
And there's a full bar. It's great. Lauren and I had sangria.
Really?
Yeah. And the food was really good. So I recommend it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you can say food is good on a plane, well, there you go.
No, in a movie theater.
In a movie theater, yeah. I meant. Did I say a plane?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I'm tired, man. I'm tired. But I had a nice nap yesterday, and I felt reinvigorated. We both were very tired yesterday.
Yes. I slept last night, thank God.
It was a slow show.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it, I guess. Let's see. Oh, tomorrow Lauren is coming in.
Yes.
So you guys don't want to miss that. Always a fun show with Jen's friend. And we'll have fun. Should we bring some more mimosas? That was fun that time.
Well, we have a lot of work tomorrow. We're interviewing interns.
After. Oh, really?
So, I mean, we could get crazy and we could have mimosas. And then those interviews will be weird. But that's fine.
Yeah.
It's all part of it.
Okay. If I remember, I'll bring some.
Okay,
it was
great.
Actually fun.
It was really fun.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.